Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Orris Hockett. Batting second. The shortstop, Lou Boudreau. Batting third. The third baseman, Ken Keltner. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Jeff Heath. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Les Fleming. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Buster Mills. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Ray Mack. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jim Hegan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim Bagby. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Jim Bagby. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Skeeter Newsom. Batting second. The shortstop, Johnny Pesci. Batting third. The center fielder, Dom DiMaggio. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Tony Lupien. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Pete Fox. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Lou Finney. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Jim Tabor. Batting eighth. The catcher, Johnny Peacock. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tex Houston. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Tex Houston. And now, play ball. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett hits a fly ball into center field. DiMaggio settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau hits a ball on the ground towards first. Lupien fields the ball and throws to Houston covering. Safe. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner strikes out. Two outs. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath hits a fly ball into right field. Finney settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Skeeter Newsom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newsom hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Mack settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Pesci is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesci hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Hockett. Pesci reaches second base with a double. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Fleming settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Lupien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lupien takes first base on ball four. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Les Fleming is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fleming hits a pop-up towards short. Pesci settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Buster Mills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mills hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tabor fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack hits a fly ball into center field. DiMaggio settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bagby fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor hits a fly ball into right field. Hockett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Peacock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peacock takes first base on ball four. Tex Hewson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewson hits a ball on the ground into right field. Hockett picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Hockett. Peacock goes all the way around to score. Hewson moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Skeeter Newsom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newsom is 0-1 in the game. Newsom hits a line drive towards the mound. Bagby reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pesky scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Bagby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bagby hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett is 0-1 in the game. Hockett hits a fly ball into center field. DiMaggio settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Boudreau hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Johnny Pesky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesky is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Pesky hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fleming scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Pesky for the out. One out. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 0-for-1 in the game. DiMaggio hits a fly ball into center field. Mills settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Lupien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lupien is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Lupien hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0-for-1 in the game. Keltner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tabor fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0-for-1 in the game. Heath hits a ball on the ground towards first. Lupien fields the ball and throws to Hewson covering. Safe. Les Fleming is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fleming is 0-for-1 in the game. Fleming hits a fly ball into right field. Finney settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Buster Mills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Heath. The throw from Peacock and he is safe. Heath steals second. Buster Mills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Hewson. Heath moves to third. Buster Mills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mills is 0-for-1 in the game. Mills hits a fly ball into center field. DiMaggio settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-1 in the game. Fox hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Fox. The throw from Hegan and he is out, Boudreau applying the tag. One out. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 0 for 1 in the game. Finney hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor is 0 for 1 in the game. Tabor hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Johnny Peacock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Tabor. The throw from Hegan and he is out, Boudreau applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 0 for 1 in the game. Mack hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Newsom misplays the ball. That's an error on Newsom. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0 for 1 in the game. Hegan hits a ball on the ground towards first. Lupien fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Jim Bagby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bagby is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Bagby hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Hegan moves to third. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett is 0 for 2 in the game. Hockett hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hewson fields it and throws to first for the out. Bagby moves to second. Two outs. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Boudreau hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Finney throws the ball into Newsom who tags Boudreau trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Hegan scores. Bagby scores. Two runs are unearned. It's 2-1, Indians. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Johnny Peacock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peacock is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Peacock hits a fly ball into center field. Mills settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tex Hewson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hewson bunts towards the mound. Bagby fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Skeeter Newsom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newsom is 0 for 2 in the game. Newsom hits a fly ball into center field. Mills settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0 for 2 in the game. Keltner hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Heath strikes out. There goes Keltner. Here's the throw, and he's safe. One out. Les Fleming is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fleming is 0 for 2 in the game. Fleming hits a ball on the ground towards first. Lupien scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Fleming for the out. Keltner moves to third. Two outs. Buster Mills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mills is 0 for 2 in the game. Mills hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Newsom scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Johnny Pesky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesky is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Pesky bunts towards the mound. Bagby fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 0-for-2 in the game. DiMaggio bunts towards the mound. Bagby fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Pesky moves to second. Tony Lupien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lupien is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Lupien bunts in front of the plate. Hegan fields it and throws to first for the out. Pesky moves to third. DiMaggio moves to second. One out. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Fox hits a fly ball into center field. Mills settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Pesky scores. Two outs. It's Indians, 2, Red Sox, 2. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 0-for-2 in the game. Finney hits a fly ball into left field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 0-for-2 in the game. Mack hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0-for-2 in the game. Hegan strikes out. One out. Jim Bagby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bagby is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Bagby hits a line drive. Bagby is thrown out after the base hit. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Tabor hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-2, Red Sox. Johnny Peacock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peacock is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Peacock hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bagby fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tex Hewson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hewson strikes out. Two outs. Skeeter Newsom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newsom is 0-for-3 in the game. Newsom hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Johnny Pesky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesky is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Pesky hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mack fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Newsom moves to second. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. DiMaggio hits a fly ball into left field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett is 0-for-3 in the game. Hockett hits a pop-up towards first. Lupien settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Boudreau hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Fox. Boudreau reaches second base with a double. Rusty Peters pinch runs for Lou Boudreau. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Keltner hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hewson fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Peters scores. It's Indians, 3, Red Sox, 3. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Heath hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Fox. Heath reaches second base with a double. Keltner moves to third. Les Fleming is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fleming is 0-for-3 in the game. Fleming is walked intentionally. Roy Weatherly pinch hits for Buster Mills. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly hits a fly ball into right field. Finney settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Keltner scores. Heath moves to third. Fleming moves to second. Two outs. It's 4-3, Indians. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Mack hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Heath scores. Fleming scores. It's 6-3, Indians. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0-for-3 in the game. Hegan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pesky fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rusty Peters now playing shortstop. Roy Weatherly now playing center field. Tony Lupien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lupien is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Lupien hits a line drive towards first. Fleming reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Fox hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Heath. Fox reaches second base with a double. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 0-for-3 in the game. Finney hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Fox scores. It's 6-4, Indians. Joe Hebbing now pitching. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Tabor hits a fly ball into left field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Cronin pinch hits for Johnny Peacock. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mack fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Mack. Finney moves to second. Paul Campbell pinch runs for Joe Cronin. Bobby Doerr pinch hits for Tex Houston. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hebbing fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Red Sox 4. The Indians will come to bat. Mace Brown now pitching. Bill Conroy now catching. Joe Hebbing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebbing hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pesky scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett is 0-for-4 in the game. Hockett takes first base on ball 4. Rusty Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hockett moves to third. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Keltner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tabor throws to second for one, and Newsom throws the ball away attempting to make the double play. Hockett scores. Keltner moves to second. Two outs. It's 7-4, Indians. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Heath hits a fly ball into right field. Finney settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Red Sox 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Skeeter Newsom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newsom is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Newsom hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Johnny Pesky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesky is 3 for 4 in the game, with two singles and a double. Pesky hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Newsom moves to second. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan throws to second, with Peters covering, and has Newsom trapped. There's the throw to Keltner, who tags Newsom for the out. One out. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. DiMaggio takes first base on ball 4. Pesky moves to second. Tony Lupien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lupien is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Lupien hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Hockett, who is chasing the ball. Lupien reaches third base with a triple. Pesky scores. DiMaggio goes all the way around to score. It's 7-6, Indians. Tom Farrick now pitching. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Fox hits a fly ball into right field. Hockett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Lupien scores. Two outs. It's Indians, 7, Red Sox, 7. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Finney hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Max scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Red Sox 7. The Indians will come to bat. Les Fleming is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fleming is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Fleming hits a ball on the ground towards first. Lupien scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Fleming for the out. One out. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Weatherly hits a fly ball into center field. DiMaggio settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Mack hits a pop-up towards short. Pesky settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Red Sox 7. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Tabor hits a fly ball into center field. Weatherly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Conroy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conroy hits a fly ball into left field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mace Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Hegan scoops up the ball and tags Brown for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Red Sox 7. The Indians will come to bat. Otto Denning pinch hits for Jim Hegan. Otto Denning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Denning hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Newsom settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Farrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrick hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett is 0 for 4 in the game. With a walk, Hockett hits a fly ball into right field. Finney settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rusty Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Peters strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Red Sox 7. The Red Sox will come to bat. Otto Denning now catching. Skeeter Newsom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newsom is 2 for 5 in the game, with two singles. Newsom hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Farrick fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Pesky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesky is 4 for 5 in the game, with three singles and a double. Pesky hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Max scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single and a walk. DiMaggio strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 12, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Red Sox 7. The Indians will come to bat. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 2 for 5 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Keltner hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of DiMaggio. Keltner reaches second base with a double. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 2 for 5 in the game, with a single and a double. Heath hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Fox. Heath reaches second base with a double. Keltner scores. It's 8-7, Indians. Les Fleming is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Heath moves to third. Les Fleming is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fleming is 0 for 4 in the game. With a walk. Fleming hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Newsom scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Weatherly is walked intentionally. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 2 for 5 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Mack hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Heath scores. Weatherly moves to third. It's 9-7, Indians. Joe Dobson now pitching. Otto Denning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Denning is 0 for 1 in the game. Denning hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Dobson fields it and throws to home. Conroy drops the ball. Weatherly scores. Mack moves to third. Denning moves to second. That run is unearned. Score that a fielder's choice. It's 10-7, Indians. Tom Farrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrick is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Farrick hits a ball on the ground towards first. Lupien scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Farrick for the out. Two outs. Mike Riba now catching. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett is 0 for 5 in the game. With a walk. Hockett is walked intentionally. Rusty Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Peters hits a pop-up towards first. Lupien settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 12, with the score, the Indians 10, and the Red Sox 7. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tony Lupien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lupien is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Lupien hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Denning settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 2-for-5 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Fox strikes out. Two outs. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Finney hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Max scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 10, and Boston Red Sox, 7. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.